Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, to comment on Ukraine, NATO, the United States, Kremlin. A headline from the Financial Times, the Europeans speaking to the Europeans. Russia demands NATO retract pledge to admit Ukraine and Georgia. Subhead, this is Dateline Friday past. Moscow issues first detailed list of proposals after U.S. offers European security talks with transatlantic alliance. Professor, a very good evening to you. Russia demands, and U.S. and Europeans, some Europeans, offer security talks. Do these things work? And from NATO's point of view, what do you discern from these headlines NATO will accept as a resolution of this crisis? Good evening.
Good evening. Well, I'm very concerned that just as we never had any say over who joined the Warsaw Pact or whether Cuba aligned itself with the Soviet Union, likewise, NATO is an organization that chooses its own members, and it would be a catastrophic precedent to agree that at the Kremlin's behest, we would exclude countries. That said, I think that there are a lot of ways that this could be resolved if Putin were a little bit more of an accomplished diplomat. The immediate effect on NATO, I think, is going to be to bring out latent arguments in NATO. For instance, as I understand it, there are $200 million worth of military aid headed for Ukraine that the Germans have stopped. Well, are the Germans in NATO or not? What do they envision? Whose side are they on? The French, of course, have absented themselves from many, many NATO operations. On the other hand, there are countries like Poland, and not in NATO, Sweden, which are making themselves into very formidable powers. So the immediate result is not going to be security talks and a NATO acceptance of some sort of diktat from the Kremlin. It's going to be, ironically, a resorting, and I would argue in the end, a strengthening of the alliance. We'll find out which beams are sound.
The concern here is NATO and NATO's viability. It includes Turkey, which at the very least is an unknown. It includes nations that have not kept up their military. I'm told, I can't confirm this, but I'm told that the British Army has only two effective units, if that. One of them is headed to the Baltic states. I'm told that Mr. Macron is in a re-election cycle and therefore not eager to commit his forces to Eastern Europe when they have all they can handle in Francophile Africa. I'm also told that the Europeans are in no way united about NATO is in no way united about Russia. For example, Poland has doubled the size of its army, doubled. And the Baltic states are at the front lines all the time because of the weaponization of migrants. And the other parts of Eastern Europe are alarmed to terrified that NATO is not taking this with the proper precautions, not building up forces, not showing strength to Russia. So what can NATO get out of this, given the necessity of unanimity at Brussels and given what you'd have to say is an unclear message from Washington?
Well, this, of course, everything you say is true. The Western part of NATO, the original NATO, are essentially a group of free riders. The British are unable to produce in Britain sidearms for their military, and they're actually pretty good. What's going to happen, I think, is that whatever Putin does, the original, the soft NATO countries are going to get a scare because they're going to see that America doesn't come swooping in with a sort of ride of the Valkyries of planes and missiles and somehow save them, but rather that as in the 30s, they are exposed to a threat for which they're not prepared. And although the United States is concerned, the United States is not about to go to war to save them. As our administration has said, war is not on the table. Well, what happens if there is war? People in Germany, they'll get cold from the lack of gas, but they're also going to be scared. And even in France.
The additional question is, what will NATO accept as a resolution of this crisis? Russia's demanding guarantees that Ukraine and Georgia will not be embraced by NATO. Can NATO do less than that and resolve the deployment of troops at Ukraine?
Well, I think it would be a terrible mistake for NATO to do that. Putin is making a threat, and it's not clear how he punishes NATO except by, ironically enough, economic sanctions, cutting off energy. We're either going to get out of this the disintegration of NATO and its replacement by a group of countries who were serious about defending themselves, leaving the others in the cold, or we're going to get a revitalization of NATO, which is caused by these awakening from this post-World War II stupor of the Western European countries.
Also about NATO, what will it accept? 1962, we've touched on this before, Professor. In 1962, it wasn't just the public negotiation between Khrushchev and Kennedy. It was the private negotiation as well. And the Kennedy White House was required to promise that the U.S. would not invade Cuba in exchange for the Soviets withdrawing their medium and intermediate range missiles with nuclear warheads, and their SAM missiles that had brought down a U-2, and their IL-28 bombers, nuclear capable. I mentioned the Soviets didn't withdraw their Frog tactical nuclear weapons because the Americans didn't know about it. In any event, that wasn't enough. Jack Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy had to promise secretly to Khrushchev that they'd be pulling the Atlas missiles based in Turkey out of there. Eisenhower had put them in, and we no longer needed them. But they had to do that secretly. So, can we imagine a settlement like this? The U.S. would promise that Ukraine and Georgia will not be members of NATO, promise it secretly so that NATO wouldn't revolt and break up?
Well, if we made such a promise, NATO wouldn't be NATO. What we have to do, and maybe NATO won't be NATO. I've been taught by a number of very wise senior statesmen, and they've all said that we should have told the Europeans in 45, we'll help defend you for 15 years, and after that, you're on your own. It was a great mistake to make the security of Western Europe and much of the rest of the world an exclusively American concern, and we almost insisted on it. But I think what we can do, NATO is a defensive alliance. It always has been. There has never been a NATO plan to invade Russia. And Putin knows that. So what he's just trying to see how much he can get. If NATO says no, then the next move will be up to Putin. And what's he going to do? He's not going to invade NATO.
All right.
And if he invades Ukraine, there's going to be hell to pay.
We'll turn to that, Professor. What does the Kremlin want? What will it accept? What's the minimum the Kremlin would accept to resolve this? When we come back, Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.